The Ink Black Heart plunges us into the murky intersection where online culture meets real-world violence. When Edie Ledwell and Josh Blay create a darkly whimsical YouTube cartoon set in a Victorian cemetery, featuring a disembodied heart named Hardy who philosophizes about life and death, they never anticipate the dangerous obsession it will inspire. Their creation, born from shared gallows humor and intimate jokes, unexpectedly captures the zeitgeist and develops a passionate fandom. But when someone using the pseudonym Anami creates a game based on their cartoon and launches a vicious harassment campaign against Edie, what begins as online cruelty escalates to something far more sinister. After Strike and Robin's agency turns away the desperate Edie, she's found brutally murdered in Highgate Cemetery, the very setting that inspired her cartoon, while Josh barely survives the attack. Disheveled, with dark circles under her eyes and trembling hands, Edie first appears at Strike and Robin's office pleading for help. Her tormentor has moved beyond cruel comments to posting her home address, spreading vicious rumors, and most chillingly, revealing knowledge of her private suicide attempt. When Robin suggests other firms better equipped for cyber investigation, she makes a decision that will haunt her. Days later, Edie is found stabbed to death. The investigation reveals a labyrinthine online world where Anami manipulates a devoted following of moderators. Worm28, Hartella, Paperwhite, Fiendy1, Lord Drek, Vile Pichora, and Morehouse. Through chat logs, we witness his calculated cruelty, casually admitting to the murder. I did, and you're welcome. The Halvening, a white supremacist group, maintains lists targeting left-wing women, while its public face, the Brotherhood of Ultima Thule, claims to defend civilized values and racial purity. Strike observes their recruitment tactics when following Wally Cardew to a pub where men using race realism rhetoric draw him in. Key suspects include Seb Montgomery, a fired animator, Wally Cardew with alt-right connections, Tim Ashcraft, the Worm's voice actor, Philip Ormond, Edie's controlling boyfriend, and Kia Niven, claiming idea theft. Robin creates fake accounts to infiltrate online spaces, while Strike conducts traditional surveillance. Their partnership becomes vital as dangers escalate. A package bomb nearly kills Strike. A Brotherhood member dies at Comic-Con. And Vikas Bardwaj is murdered while investigating Anomi. The novel examines how masks both protect and isolate. Vikas escaped his disability's limitations online, but became detached from real relationships. Gus Upcott's multiple identities granted power while severing authentic connections. Characters hide from themselves. Strike denies health issues and feelings for Robin. Charlotte maintains a sophisticated facade while self-destructing. And Robin fails to see how fear of vulnerability keeps her emotionally isolated. Beyond the central mystery, the novel explores how violence creates rippling aftershocks throughout lives. Josh Blay survives with partial paralysis and psychological devastation, blaming himself for Edie's death. Strike responds compassionately, emphasizing that responsibility lies solely with the attacker. Trauma manifests in subtle patterns. Robin's hesitancy around relationships stems from a university sexual assault, influencing her dating choices and investigative approach. Strike's emotional distance serves as a protective mechanism developed during his unstable childhood. Supporting characters carry equally complex wounds. Zoe's eating disorder reflects deeper control issues. Kia's chronic illness left her isolated, with her online presence becoming her primary connection. Inigo's multiple sclerosis destroyed both career and identity. The revelation of Anami as Gus Upcott demonstrates violence's cyclical nature. His transformation from neglected child to digital terrorist shows how unaddressed trauma can metastasize, his online persona becoming both escape and weapon. At its emotional core, the Ink Black Heart examines partnership in all forms. Strike and Robin's relationship evolves, with their near kiss at the Ritz creating tension throughout. Strike dates jewelry designer Madeline as a distraction, while Robin suppresses her attraction to him. Their professional partnership remains rock solid, with Strike's experience complementing Robin's empathy. When Strike is hospitalized with a leg injury, Robin continues the investigation. When Robin receives threatening calls, Strike insists on staying with her despite his limitations. Their support extends beyond work. Strike helps Robin move when her father needs surgery, while Robin offers her sofa bed after Strike's office is bombed. By the novel's end, Strike acknowledges Robin's equal importance by changing the office glass to read Strike and Ellicott Detective Agency, moving Robin to tears and symbolizing their evolution from employer-employee to true equals, even as their personal relationship remains unresolved. The finale unmasks Anomi as Gus Upcott, Koch's musically gifted but socially awkward son. Using his musical training, he created multiple online personas named after composers to manipulate everyone around him. In the climactic confrontation, Robin finds Inigo dead and Katya stabbed before confronting Gus. After a desperate struggle, Robin knocks him unconscious with a brass pot while Strike suffers a punctured lung from Gus's attack. Gus's pathology developed from neglect. Sidelined by his mother for her new husband and daughter, he created an online world where he could wield power he lacked in reality. His Rule 14 enforced anonymity to prevent others from forming relationships. His misogyny grew from repeated rejections, misinterpreting kindness from women as romantic interest. The novel suggests this outcome wasn't inevitable. With attentive parenting, less isolation, and recognition of warning signs, these tragedies might have been prevented, showing how untreated psychological wounds can transform into violence. The Ink Black Heart explores how the internet simultaneously connects and isolates. Game players form genuine bonds despite never meeting, sharing intimacies while hiding behind digital personas. Vikas finds freedom from physical limitations online, yet this virtual existence ultimately leads to his murder. Strike and Robin's investigation embodies this paradox. Digital evidence proves crucial, but key breakthroughs come from face-to-face interactions and physical clues. They're complementary approaches. Strike's traditional detective work, alongside Robin's facility with online spaces, guide them to the truth. The novel suggests genuine relationships require authenticity, empathy, and vulnerability, qualities possible both online and offline, but increasingly rare in a world of curated personas. As Strike confronts his suppressed feelings for Robin, we're reminded that meaningful connections transcend both physical and digital boundaries. Our greatest challenge remains finding the courage to be truly seen. What makes this case disturbing is how an online community normalizes extreme behavior. Fans celebrate Edie's death with hashtags like #ExhumeLedwell, while others use the cartoon to justify bigoted attacks. Behind digital anonymity, ordinary people reveal monstrous capacities, showing how virtual hatred transforms into real violence. Extremist groups exploit legitimate grievances. When Edie replaces Wally with black actor Michael David, racist fans disguise prejudice as concern about tokenism. Brotherhood members use Norse runes and 88 as Hitler references while maintaining ordinary jobs, illustrating how radicalization occurs in plain sight. The novel reveals how digital communities transform from creative spaces to breeding grounds for violence. Anomi's moderators evolve from enthusiastic fans to enablers who call him their king after his confession. This progression shows how online echo chambers shift moral boundaries until the unthinkable becomes acceptable.